This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies arrested 39-year-old Eric Black and 27-year-old Sean Stell on Friday morning after neighbors of a house that was being burglarized located the two suspects. The two men had been seen inside the victim's house by security cameras as the owner watched them break in from another location. She called 911 and also called neighbors, who responded to the residents on Redwood Road in Shelter Cove. Two neighbors, one armed with a shotgun loaded with less than lethal rubber rounds, confronted and detained Black, who soon became combative and was shot in the leg. He was found in possession of stolen property and booked. Deputies found Stell in an area around the victim's house, and he was arrested and booked for burglary as well. The neighbor who fired the shotgun will not be charged. The incident remains under investigation. The Klamath River Renewal Corporation will host the first of three meetings scheduled for this week, tomorrow night in Klamath Falls, Oregon, to allow the public to view the plans for the removal of four dams on the river. Residents in the Klamath River Valley will have the chance to meet the members of the volunteer group, and at each open house, attendees will be able to visit stations organized on topics surrounding the scope of the project, including timelines, employment opportunities, and project impacts. The second meeting is scheduled for Yreka on Wednesday, with the third meeting to be held in Eureka on Thursday at the Adorney Center. The first of three wildfire preparedness workshops to be held this week kicks off tonight at South Fork High School. The county and local fire departments are working on the update to the county's wildfire protection plan, and public input is being sought. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock in Miranda, with additional meetings scheduled for Willow Creek on Wednesday and in Redway on Thursday evening. The Mendocino County District Attorney's Office reports that two Redwood Valley residents have begun serving sentences after being convicted of embezzlement from Deep Valley Security over the past 3 years. 46-year-old Deborah Sears and her husband, 56-year-old John Sears, embezzled more than $180,000 since 2014, and Deborah Sears was able to do so because she was a trusted employee and office manager. The pair were also found to be involved in the marijuana black market and used the security business to hide proceeds from illegal marijuana sales. Deborah Sears will serve 4.5 years in prison, and John Sears will serve a jail term and then 3 years of probation. Eureka police are searching for the suspect who led police on a vehicle pursuit through Eureka Friday morning. Police had initiated a traffic stop on 3rd Street, but the driver fled at a high rate of speed instead of stopping, and police called off the pursuit due to safety concerns. The car was later found abandoned in the driveway of a house on Nedra Street. The car was towed from the scene and is being processed for evidence. The search for the suspect continues. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.